Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're now live on the Middlemen Show on blogtalkradio.com. This is the live show ever, and we are the Middlemen, and I'm Alan.
And this is Kevin. What's going on, player?
And this is Jennifer.
Everybody sounding great, doing great.
Yeah.
Had a little sunshine today. I don't know about y'all.
Nah.
That's cold.
Nah, it's cold, man. Too damn cold.
Yeah, I was outside with a... I was outside without a jacket today, so.
Without a jacket?
Yeah, without a jacket. It wasn't that cold today.
Tank top?
No, man, I don't rock tank top.
Had your wife beater on?
No. No. I don't rock wife beaters, man. Come on, man.
Yo, it's December, man. I'm wearing a coat. I don't care if the sun is out. If the sun ain't out. Nah, my granddaddy used to call this fool your weather. Is it gonna fool you into getting the flu?
Not yeah, it will.
I. Not I.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so well, thank you everybody for tuning in today to the Middlemen Show. Today we will have a great discussion today. If you missed last week's show, which was a great show, we had a lot
Black
of calls,
women.
a lot of responses from this show, a lot of downloads so far, and. Didn't get a chance to see it, please go back and tune into it. The title of the show is Black Women and Gay Men.
Yes, sir.
Why are they accepting this? Why do they accept them more than straight men? Why do they go to gay men for advice about straight men? We had a nice discussion about that last week. And you can also go to our page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/TheMiddleman. And you can actually go back and listen to the show, download it as well. And also, if you're having trouble on that site, you can go to our website, which is wearethemiddlemen.ning.com. You can listen to it on there as well. Also, if you're a friend of ours on Facebook, you can definitely listen to the show on Facebook. We do have a widget to the left side of the page that you can actually click on it.
Yep.
You can listen to the previous show as well. But last week,
pretty wild, yo.
Yeah, it's boiling hot.
Hey, man, that little clip that we played last week of old girl talking about she only like gay guys, man, I went back and listened to it again, dog, and I was like, wow. That's all I can say. If you missed that show last week, you missed a great show. I'm just letting you know right now. Because Jen tried to come with some good rebuttals, and she made some points after I listened to it again, but No.
Yeah.
This ain't happening.
Well,
yes,
everyone that listened to it that heard me, you know, totally agree with what I was saying. And,
really?
You know, I even shared some of my tips. So, you know, go back in the show.
If any sister out there that wants to get a tip from a gay man on what to do to a straight man, hit Jen up on wearethemiddleman.ning.com. Well, .com, N-I-N-G, whatever it is. But, woo. Hey, did Marv ever get with you on that?
No.
I hope not.
Guess she probably forgot.
Yeah, I'm glad she did forget, because that's kind of frightening.
No.
Matter of fact, speaking of Marv, I heard y'all was on a show this past weekend. What was going on over there?
We had a good time.
Thrill?
We did.
Without me?
Yeah. Yeah,
without
we got
me.
Al. He needed you.
Al need it? What? Man,
please.
Al holds it down. You heard that, Al?
Whatever, Dan.
Man, I'd be glad we ain't got that Gucci Man song, that Gucci Man sound. I had to hit you with it.
Hell no. Nah. Hell no, nah. But if y'all missed out on that show, that was a pretty funny show as well, see?
So what was she talking about, yo? What was y'all talking about over there, yo?
Basically, she was saying being lonely for the holidays, you know what I'm saying, being the other woman or the other man,
right.
You know, during the holiday seasons and stuff like that. And, you know, I came off kind of, you know, I let them know, you know, from a man perspective. I was like, look, man.
Right.
If you in an outside relationship, man, you know what you're good for in that relationship. You know what your position is
yeah.
for that position. You know,
right.
If you're the cut butter or the friend or whatever, you know what your position is.
Really? Isn't there only two positions over there on that side? You either the cut butter or you just a homegirl.
Exactly.
You ain't
exactly.
nothing else in between.
But really, and then, you know what I'm saying, I let them on a little secret too, you know what I'm saying. I was like, I told them, I was like, to a guy, the only three things to a guy when he first meets you or first sees you, in the front of his mind, he thinking, okay, this girl may could be a friend, or this could be a possible relationship, if he looking for a relationship,
right.
or this going to end up being a cut better.
Hey, you know what? What today is? Today is the 20th, right?
The 20th, yes.
I guarantee you, somebody going to end up getting broke up on the 23rd. It's coming. There's going to be a lot of breakups on the 23rd, and then they'll probably be back together on the 28th.
The 28th?
Yeah, yeah, they're going to get back together on the 28th.
Now, if your man try to break with you before Christmas and try to thank you out of your Christmas gift,
what?
Let him be gone out until, you know, way past yeah. New Year.
No, that's the best time to break up on. Where
you
break up
with
somebody right there.
Yeah, it happens. We know it happens, so. But today, people, we want to thank you all for tuning in today. We are talking about, can you have friends outside your own relationship? Some of the things we're going to discuss today. Can men and women who are married or in a relationship have friends of the opposite sex? Are there any limitations for having friends outside your relationship or your marriage? And what are the signs that lets you know that your supposed friend, keyword now, supposed friend, wants you when they know you are in a relationship? And are there signs that show your loved one may have some interest in that particular friend as well? So we're going to give you both sides of the spectrum on that toward the end of the show. So if y'all have anything else y'all want to comment, you know, if you're on the line, or if on the telephone, press 1, we'll definitely get to you. If you're on the chat board, you know what to do. Comments on that, we'll get to you.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out to all our people on Facebook listening, on
yep.
Yahoo Messenger listening as
yep.
well too. We'll definitely get to y'all comments as well. I know y'all be hitting me up hard on Facebook, so but we'll definitely get to y'all comments as well.
Hey, you know, to all our people out there that's bootlegging their cable and their internet, what's happening?
Come on now,
let's get it in. It's the holidays,
now.
We gotta save money. Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
Before we get into this first song of the day, what's up with President Obama and this bill that they're trying to pass and they talking about they compromised on it? What's up with that?
Which bill? Are we talking about climate?
Healthcare.
Well, we have one senator. We don't have 60 votes yet. And we need 60 votes to pass the bill. And there's one senator that's holding out. He wants stricter abortion, restrictions on this healthcare bill before he agrees to say yes and it gets passed.
Hey, you
it
know
doesn't
what?
Have anything to do with President Obama. It's really just totally on the Senate. If the Senate can get this done, then we'll have healthcare reform in America.
Hey, like I said in a previous show a while ago, you need to get that big black Muslim dude in the corner. Tell him, yeah! Boom! Nah! Hey, but for everybody just tuning in right now,
No,
not either. Bust up. Hey, well, man, we're going to hit him with this first song of the day, man. Hey, man, this is one of my favorite songs, man. Hey, you wrong, though, what you said earlier, man. The facial expressions that he made when he wrote this and sung this. Hey, this right here, y'all know what it is.
Remember when
Rick
I
James, Find Desire. Police. Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman.
With every measure.
long ago. Baby, baby, I wasn't very, very, very nice, you know. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Then I kissed your lips and you quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy there. Remember when you used to
Rick James, featuring Tina Marie, Fire in His Eye. You know, one of the heavy, 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 heavy love songs. What was that, the 80s or the 70s? I don't remember. I guess you don't remember either. But we're going to move on to the show topic of the day. If you're just not tuning in to the Middlemen Show today, we are talking about, can you have friends outside your relationship? I'm going to try to hit it hard today, too. I know y'all out there listening, you know, y'all probably in relationships and got friends on the outside that y'all kick you with, and, you know, that y'all, you know, talk to on the side. Maybe some people that your girlfriend don't know about or your man don't know about. Hey, you know, is it okay to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to do that? So, I don't know.
Hey, man, sabotage. Sabotage. Somebody hey. Said, F my mic. F your mic, nigga. My mic wouldn't cut on for nothing, man. Y'all see me over here hitting on the glass? What's wrong with y'all?
Look, man.
Alan cut the song. Like, it's a good thing I stopped singing because I was, like, jamming because that's my song.
Yeah, man. What y'all sitting up here, man? I couldn't even play on Rick James.
No. No.
So crazy, man. God.
Yeah, I know y'all got some comments for your boy, but if y'all do, we're definitely going to get into it. We're going to hit it hard today now, like we did last week. We're going to hit it hard with these, you know, these comments, and we always do now. So if you have some rebuttal, make sure you press 1 on your phone, or if you're on the chat board, put your comments on the chat board, we'll get to you. But we're going to start off with the first question of the day, which is probably the question that's going to cover the whole show. Can men and women who are married or in a relationship have friends of the opposite sex? Is that possible?
Yes.
Is it?
Why would you say yes?
Yeah, it depends on when they became friends. Now, it's like my guy, he has a friend, and like they were friends way before me, and that's like his homegirl. Then, hey, I'm cool with it. But like, if she's some
really?
Newfound established friend, hell no.
Really?
I hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So
I'm a friendly person.
So you telling me right now, if she said we going out, you know, he said we going to Las Vegas and you ain't able to go, would you be cool with him to take her?
Yeah.
You would be cool with him to take her?
I would be cool.
For a weekend at Las Vegas.
Yes,
and they stay in the same room.
Was his if that was his homegirl. Yes, because I would expect the same kind of respect for me because I have a lot of, listen, I'm a friendly person. I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of guy friends. And if you date me, that's one thing that you'll have to expect.
Hold on, Jay. Let's go back to last. Okay, are your guy friends your gay guy friends or your straight guy friends? You know, so
yeah,
have
that
a lot
need
of
to be
straight
specified.
Guy friends too.
Okay.
You
I
have
just want to know
straight
that.
Guy friends too.
So your boyfriend would be
know,
cool with you with one of your straight guy friends going to Las Vegas for a weekend, staying in the same room.
He should be cool. I'm not saying he would be cool, but he should be.
Really.
Why are you with me if you can't trust me?
It ain't got nothing to do with trust. I don't trust him. Ain't got nothing to do with
you. You should trust my judgment and friends.
Hey, but no, what I'm saying is,
me and my relationship enough not to cross that line.
If I drive down the highway, right, and I'm driving, I can control my car. That don't mean that I can control every car that's around me right then, right? Somebody can hit my car and make me have a wreck, right? So it's their fault, right?
Yeah.
So that means if you go to Las Vegas with your boyfriend, friend boy, or friend guy, whatever he is, and y'all have a wreck, whose fault is it?
It's my fault because I control my own self. I'm a grown woman. If I wanted to do it, that's already been in my mind in the first place that I wanted to take it there. I don't have to do anything. If I don't respect my own relationship if I do it or respect my man.
Well, let me ask this question right here, too. You know, what if, okay, y'all became friends. Okay, the reason why y'all became friends, let's say this potentially, you know, to all our female listeners out there, and y'all listen, you know, so we're going to revert it both ways, male and female, okay? Let's say if your friend became your friend because you didn't want to date them, but the only way they can continue being close to you is being your friend. So every little bit of chance that they can to get to be with you or be along with you, you know.
Yeah. And we talked about that before.
That seems like their own personal problem.
We talked about that before. Remember that? About, you know what I'm saying? Friend going to stay in the friend zone just to be trying to get with you and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a comment on the line.
Yeah, let's rock that.
Yeah, it got quiet quick. You live on the Middleman Show.
Hello?
Caller 917.
Hello? Hi, it's Marva. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening? What's up?
Pimper. The answer to your question about the trip to Vegas?
Yeah.
Hell no.
So you went let, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm sorry.
You said somebody with sense. Because you're setting yourself up for failure.
Jen is my girl. Jen, you're my girl and everything, but no. Because we're not trying to get friendly.
Depends on what kind of friends they are. I've been on trips with, like, just, you know, platonic friends, and nothing has happened.
Yeah, they were gay.
No, they weren't. They were straight. Mm.
They might not
they
told you they was gay, but they probably was gay.
Oh, Lord. No. I've been on trips with platonic friends, and nothing popped off that I did not want to pop off.
Well, I mean, look now. You got to, you do have your platonic friends,
right,
that you don't want nothing to do with at all. You know, no type of interest on any type of level, except maybe what happened on TV or what type of Kool-Aid y'all like to drink. Other than that, nothing else. But, I mean, you know, as far as with the other level, I mean, hey, man, you got to watch out for that. Like Marvin said, ain't no way.
I guess I'm just, you know, I'm a trusting person.
Yeah, that's too trusting, dog. You know what I'm saying? Give me your bank account number.
Like I said, I'm a trusting person also, but you know what? I mean, just with all types of relationships, even with friendships, it's the limit to everything. And
right.
I just can't see if I were in a relationship that, you know, my boyfriend would come to me and say, oh, you know, my homegirl, so-and-so, she want to know, you know, we about to take us to Vegas together. You crazy? if you go to you coming back to me, because he couldn't tell me anything. Because first of all, what would be the sense in that?
Yeah.
I could see if we were all going together, or say we would be going, him and I. But what would even be the reason? You know, what would be the logic
right.
behind even doing such a thing? You know, and I mean, granted, it's extreme. You know, it's an extreme case, but still. But now,
right.
do I feel as though that you can have friendships outside of your relationship? Of course. I think you need that. You really do.
Yeah,
because I made the mistake, you know, when I was with my ex. When him and I was together, I cut off everyone. And let me tell you something, don't do that. If it doesn't
yeah.
work out, I was like, which way do I go? I mean, there was no one there because I just cut everyone off because it was like, oh, I'm with him and sick. So you need those friendships outside of your relationship.
Right. Now that leads me to the next question. You know, I'm glad you brought all that limitation stuff up. Are there any limitations for having friends either outside your marriage or your relationship of the opposite sex? Like, what type of limitation would you have for your friend or for your mate or your loved one with their friend? Like, what are the limitations of which
I got one. Spending too much time with them. I know we talked about that on the Selfishness Show, but I don't feel like you should be spending all that type of time with somebody that's supposed to be your friend and they the opposite of sex. No, we ain't finna do that. You there all day and all night with them. No, though. Y'all might as well be in a relationship.
Yeah, and I agree too. And I think that you shouldn't tell that person anything that you haven't discussed with your mate first.
So I agree.
Speaking
I agree.
Of that, why do some women tell their friend guy every damn thing about their relationship?
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of times it's because
wow.
one, your opinion, and then number two, you probably like them.
That dude know more about me than I know about my own self.
That's good.
If you
really?
Got any comments,
that's
you want to
right there.
What's up, man?
I was just saying, really, really, that's that guy leading right there, sir. Keep up.
Man, I'm just looking at it like he just observing, like we were talking about how on the previous show, how the gay guy is, you know, chilling with the women like that to learn how to take their man or how to be that woman or whatever, whatnot. I think that straight guy sometimes do the same thing. Find out what you like. Find out where you want to go. Find out what you want to do. Guess what? He going to get you sooner or later because he already know what to do.
I'm not talking to
oh,
every guy.
Because we don't want him. Because the girl don't want him.
But yet and still, he know what you want, though.
It may not be him.
Man. Yeah, but what difference do it make if you don't want him?
Exactly.
If you don't want him,
eventually. Boy right quick.
What you got?
Okay, well, we got to come out, chat boy. They were saying that someone who says they simply cannot be a friend to a person of the opposite sex, saying that it is difficult to make this choice consciously, but because it is impossible. I guess I'm reading that right.
Say it again.
Someone who says they simply cannot be a friend to a person of the opposite sex. I guess they had a misspelling in here somewhere, but they were saying that it is difficult that this choice has been made consciously, I guess, is what they're trying to say. I really can't.
So basically they're trying to say is you shouldn't have that much of a problem being.
They made the choice consciously, not because it's impossible. Saying that if you go out and you have a friend and you sleep with them or you take it to the next level, you have made that conscious decision
right.
ready to do that. That has nothing
right.
to do with you like having an inability to be a platonic friend with, you know, a person of the opposite sex.
Well, I know I watched this movie in one of my little, you know, chick flick movies I'll be watching every once in a while, but yeah, he's not that into you. You know what I'm saying? That kind of opens your eyes up a little bit. Sometimes people are just not into you. That may be a part of that situation, as far as them
right.
not wanting to get with you. I agree with y'all on that, but I think there should be a lot of limitations. How would you feel if that other guy or that other chick was drop dead gorgeous or handsome? How would you feel if that was the case?
Well, I feel that, so many women, and it's hard to keep yourself constantly in check of your own self-esteem. If I have a man and I have low self-esteem, then I don't need that man. I need to start working on me and myself. And I shouldn't feel intimidated by someone else's beauty or someone else's charm or personality, because at the end of the day, he's my man.
That would be cool this week, Jim, but last week, we had all these comments about a gay man make me feel this way and all this.
That was at YouTube, not me. That was at YouTube, not me. I'm saying that as a grown woman, as a confident person, as someone who's secure in the relationship, if I feel so insecure that I'm intimidated by someone else's personality or someone else's beauty, then I need to work on me, and I don't have any business being in a relationship. I've had where I've taken my boyfriends to strip clubs with beautiful women and bought them dances. Yes, I have.
That right there, that don't count, though, because you know what I'm saying? I mean, that don't count, because he know he can't go home with none of them.
He could if he trying to pursue it, but we should be in a place where we trust each other, and it's not on that kind of level.
And you took him to the shake joint, ain't even think nothing of it. He putting that meat out there for them wolves and watch what happens.
I'm feeling it. Yeah, we got another caller that want to comment right quick. Let's take this caller right quick. I'll listen to the radio. Hello?
I think you just took him off.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Man, y'all come up with some crazy topics, boy.
No. You know what? You sit up in the barbershop sometimes. You sit up in the beauty shop sometimes. You hear some stuff.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Guess you're right. That's the whole concept of the middle man show.
Yeah.
So I guess we got a barbershop conversation today.
Actually, this is a beauty shop.
I don't need to be in no beauty shop now.
Hey, I got a little girl. You know how it go.
Hey, man, come on now. Come on, let's keep the case.
Hey, I got a little girl. I don't care what y'all say. Forget about it.
Charlie, enlighten us, please. Enlighten us, please. Well, I think what Jen said makes some sense, a lot of sense. It depends on how secure you are in the relationship. If you have friends of the opposite sex before you enter into a relationship, you should not cut those friends off. But what you should do is to make sure you know who you are. What I'm saying? If it makes a problem, or you discuss that. But you have friends. You know what I'm saying?
Charlie, you're breaking up a little bit there.
You're going to have friends. You are going to have friends. The relationship is on something that is inappropriate for someone who is married or ill, then it should be at that point, that friend should be back and that persist, then that friend should be out of your life for the duration of the relationship.
Yeah.
But it all revolves around one issue. If your mate is not happy with the situation, then that means your mate is insecure with the relationship or with herself, and then that's something you all are going to have to deal with.
True that. And for all those that didn't hear that, he said if you're not happy, it ain't going to work anyway.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with, anybody that's insanely jealous is someone that's insecure, period. And it doesn't matter whether you have one friend or two friends, or you're walking down the street together and a beautiful woman passing by.
True that. Well, it all goes back to just being secure, not necessarily insecure. And tell it, man. And
a real man or woman is tries to be secure and get the place to get that all the time.
True that.
No, but I mean, if there's a problem, then if you see a situation where, okay, there, and I mean, you,
this, you all live in Atlanta, so it ain't just of the opposite sex. It could be of the same sex.
Yeah.
I mean, you got women out there who, oh, girl, you so pretty. Next thing you know, they making a move on your woman.
I'm talking to my cousin
I'm just
about that.
Or a male.
Yeah.
You got these homo thugs.
Yes, Lord. Looking like they ready to knock you out in the moment. Sweeter
and
than pie.
Sweetest, sweetest candy cane or whatever. You know, but at that point, you got to be secure in your relationship, and that person needs to be secure to say, hey, I don't play that. And,
true that.
You need to stop that. And if not, I need to cut you off.
Well, Charlie, man, we're going to go ahead and hit up this second song of the day right here. Y'all check this out. This is Lloyd, If He Knew. What would he do?
Hey, y'all, don't forget Backstabbers.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio, the middle man.
That was your boy Lloyd, If He Knew.
Is Lloyd signed with Young Money now or something like that? It seems like Lil Wayne got him in all of almost every song that
he
puts out or something like that. I don't know.
Gay artists, whack artists. I don't know. Artists that sound like him.
Right.
Kind of crazy sign.
So all y'all just tuning in to the Little Men Show today. We are talking about, and you have friends outside your relationship. In the first segment, we did kind of touch it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We got a little enlightenment from some people. We're going to move into the second segment, which is we're going to talk about some signs that you see that lets you know that your supposed friend wants you even though they know you're in a relationship, you know, what are those signs? You know, how does it look? What type of things do they do? And are there signs that show your loved one may have some interest in that particular friend as well, as far as you being the other person looking in from the outside? So we want to get into both of those as well, because I know you all have seen this, or maybe have experienced it. And if you have any comments, please press 1 on your phone and also on the chat board. Please leave your comments on the chat board. If you're on Facebook, hey, I get to you. Everybody's trying to post something up at the same time. So, but I definitely get to you if you got a valid comment. You know, we're not putting up no LOLs and all that was funny comments. You know, we're putting up question comments or comments. So for all those who've been posting comments up there and wanted me to express that on the web, whatever, you know, not to say those comments. But what are some signs that let you know that this friend wants you? I'm going to start with Jen, since she's a female. You know, since she, you know, it's our female perspective.
Well, yeah, first off, somebody that keep it 100 is going to come out and tell you how they feel. And, you know, if they're your real friends, you know, they're just going to come out and say it because they're going to keep it real. But, you know, somebody who might be nervous or scared, they might start buying you things or, you know, question you about your relationship and just being overly, I guess, attentive to you. And I guess, you know, a lot of times start to downplay the person that you're in a relationship with, always dogging him out or always having something to say about him.
Hey, question, I ain't trying to be funny when I say this. I'm not trying to be funny. Let me get that out there first. But do them gay dudes do that too?
Wow.
That's a different scenario.
No, it's not. I'm just asking.
No, they don't unless I'm dogging him out. And, you know, they may, just like my girlfriends might say, you know, I'll be like, well, he's no good. Yeah, girl, get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Them gay dudes tell you that too, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, this is not the gay show. This is not
I'm just asking.
Show.
I mean, you the one that friends with gay guys like that. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just asking.
Yeah, they do too, since you're curious.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my opinion, and if you're on the chat board, web chat, on the phone lines, you want to get back in, we're going to bring Marvin back in there too, player. But in my opinion, they always watching you. You ever looked up and you just see somebody just staring at you? Like, why are they looking at me like that all the damn time?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be one of two things. You may be repulsive and ugly and all that, but that may not be the case always.
No, they want your body.
But I mean, you know, you can tell by their conversation too, because they'll ask you, like, questions that lead into would you date me questions.
What are some of those questions, Alan?
Like, well, how do you really feel about me? You know, would you like to go to the movies with me? You know, say, would your girl get mad if I ask you if you want to go out to eat somewhere with me? Questions like that. Or, you know, or if they know you and your girl are in a bad situation, you know, they'll probably, you know, ask you some questions about that, you know, be more comforting. You know, I mean, of course, they may be doing it in a friendly way as far as being a good friend while trying to comfort you, but they may be doing it to lure you to them as well, too.
I mean, you know what, just like the show, I mean, with the show, man, I mean, I believe there are plutonic people like that. I truly do. You can have a relationship with a person like a sister and a sisterly love like that. But
yeah, it's all about that.
I mean, a lot of times, man, especially when you progress and you got things going on, you got your life in order, I mean, you might be that person that they've been looking for that whole time, and they just don't know how to get at you. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but if you're in a relationship, they need to respect the fact that you have already obligated yourself to someone else.
Yeah, but just go back to the little chick flick I watched last night. The guy was married to this female, which was friends to everybody else. She was a yoga instructor. I mean, she was a singer and a yoga instructor. And he basically was like, you know, hey, I can't get with you or what, I can't holler at you like that because I'm married. And her friend girl going to go back and tell her, hey, he might be your soulmate. You might need to holler at him. I had another friend that basically found her soulmate when she broke up this other relationship. I mean, people do stuff like that. So, even though you said she should respect it, she went at it and ended up finding out that they really liked each other, but ended up breaking the relationship up because he still had feelings for his wife. I mean, that do happen.
Yeah,
most definitely.
So, I mean, what do you say to situations like that? I mean, you got, it may not be that individual, but her friend may come
in like that. In a situation like that, it's not the other woman because it wasn't going to work out between him and his wife anyway.
Actually, it was. Actually, it was. She tried. The wife tried. When he told the wife that he slept with her,
she still stayed. If he looked at somebody else as a soulmate, it wasn't going to work out with her anyway. If he's looking the other way to another person, it wasn't going to work out with her anyway.
He didn't. He did not look at her like that. The only thing he just kept saying was, God, you're hot. God, you're hot. That's all he kept saying. I mean, it was more of a visual. It was a visual thing for him. But when it came to the female that was coming at him like that, she was looking at him as a soulmate, and her friend kept egging her on.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of times it might not be that
individual. For him to stray, it wasn't going to work out with him and his wife anyway.
Well,
in real life.
Not to give away the story, and y'all go back and watch, he's not that into you. He's just not that into you. But not to give away the story, him and his wife had not had relations in a long time.
Yeah, so it wasn't going to work out.
Years. Years.
Well, that leads into that next question. Are there signs that show that your loved one may have some interest in that particular friend that they say that they just friends?
Yep.
How do you know?
Yep.
Let's bring Marva back in and see what she got to say, y'all. Hello, Marva.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on? We don't mean to put you on the spot like that, but what do you think about all this right here?
Well, when you were saying it's one of the signs when that person who says, you know, they're your friend, but they may have some interest in you,
mm-hmm.
and hit it right on the head when they say negative things about the person that you're with.
Yeah.
And just being at the club with women sometimes, I mean, not all of us,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have that male, and men do it too. And we have, you know, that friend that, you know, the opposite sex, something goes wrong, we run to that friend, tell them everything.
Right.
Trust me, if that person is into you, they'll say, you know what? Right, and you can do better. And, right, he shouldn't be treating you that way, or she shouldn't be treating you that way.
Right.
Because they're better. Those are, like, the signs, you know, because a true friend of anything would just say to you, you know what, it's not a good situation. You don't necessarily just put the person down all the time.
Me personally, I feel like you should tell somebody, look, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Long as they ain't beating you, long as they ain't, you know, just physically abusing you or whatever like that. Other than that, I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's
right.
You and him.
Right.
If that's your friend, you're not going to tell your friend that. You're going to chat with your friend about your problems.
Real friends talk real.
And say, well, you know, if he ain't beating you, then you're all right.
What I'm saying, though, I mean, other than that, if you coming back to me telling me about your boyfriend, no, I don't want to hear that. If we just friends?
No.
You ain't giving me no. I don't need any ammunition to, you know what I'm saying? If I ever catch feelings, here it is, I got ammunition. You already talked bad about him. But I got ammunition towards him already.
I mean, Jen, come on now, Jen. Now, let's be real. Now, let's, you know, tell us some of the realistic comments that I would say a normal black woman would say as far as with that. If she knows that there's signs out there that, you know, her dude may like his friend for real, and, you know, he just ain't want to own up to it.
First of all, as a woman, you just know. Am I right, Marva? You know. You just get that feeling,
yeah,
you know. And nine times out of ten, if that feeling comes over you, something is going on. You can tell by the way they look at each other or the aura that's
mm-hmm.
in the room. You can just tell
mm-hmm.
as a woman, you know.
And the key thing is, like, don't say something bad about her. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, you know, why does she have this? What, you know, what is she doing? Or this? Then your boyfriend or husband or whatever defends her. Another key that'll definitely give it away.
Talking bad about him, huh?
Yeah. On the chat board, TMS says, some signs that your friend may like you include, they never like the person you're with. They let you know it's never too late to call them, and they show their vulnerable side to you always, which is true. You know, guys that cry in front of you, ones that say, you know, you deserve so much better.
Hold up. Did you say guys that cry in front of you?
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
I had plenty of men that cry. Boo.
Yes. They know that. Please, that's the way they can shut up. Oh, there's a man that's showing his feelings in front of me.
Come on, man.
That's a heart.
I mean, no, it ain't like that. I'm just saying. Your friend guys crying in front of y'all.
Yeah.
Probably the gay guys, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to figure it out.
It depends on the situation. It's nothing wrong with a man crying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, what the hell they crying for?
I mean, he ain't crying because he lost his job when his dog left him, right?
Sometimes life is a lot.
Give me an example why your friend guy would be crying in front of you. Please.
Let me know. Let me know.
He could have broke up with his girlfriend.
He don't need to be crying to you.
He need to be talking to his boy.
That's when you go talk to your players, your boys, to get you right.
Exactly.
Excuse me if I'm a great friend. Marvel, let me tell you something. Don't ever tell Al and Kev. Okay, me, Al, and Kev are friends. When I talk to Al and Kev about, like, my friends, whatever, they always take the guy's side. It's like they're never, like, my friend. Yes, y'all do.
Well, hey, buddy.
Every single time. They take guy's side.
Hey, buddy. Come on now. We show you compassion and love. We tell you the truth. We your friend.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's a positive and negative side. And the side you always bring up is the negative side.
Mm-hmm.
I try to bring out the positive side.
Exactly.
Which is sometimes the guy side. But you got to look at it from our perspective, looking in. Sometimes we ain't getting heard.
You hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I'm being a true friend. I'm giving you both sides of the spectrum.
No,
I'm still trying to figure out why the dude is crying in front of her.
Wrong. Yes, you do. You do it every single time.
No.
Flyers in the universe.
No. Hey. You try to help you make sure you look at both sides of the spectrum before you
exactly.
Make sure.
But the other side of the spectrum right now, I'm trying to figure out why is the guy crying in front of her. Why?
Oh, God.
Why is this dude crying? Somebody please tell me.
Is that something wrong with that?
I don't know any other man that would come up to one of his friend girls to cry about something. That's crazy.
It's just like, okay, if we're sitting there and we're talking.
What's going
on?
Hey, listen, it may be that he is an actual real friend and he just needs somebody to talk to something involving him. And he gets
shoulder
to
lean on him.
Right, but then you got some that are devious. They'll do that to get on our weak side. To say, ooh. I'm in there now because I done cried in front of her, so, you know, now she knows that, you know, she can trust me. I trust her. You know, you never know because, you know, sometimes men can be devious.
Yeah, they can. A lot of them cry in their fake tears, too.
Hell no.
Their fake tears.
That's black folk for you. Why I got to be black men doing this?
No, it's not. It doesn't have anything to do with race.
Yeah,
men
well,
in general.
Men, as you say, men. But I'm just saying, I think there are many signs.
Real men do cry. Men do cry.
I mean, but seriously, there are many signs that you can look for as far as, I wish we had a list, and to some of our listeners out there, if you know of any signs that anyone have as far as you got a friend and then your mate is their friend or whatever, whatnot, and they want to get with them, you see this. What are some of the things that you see? You can press that number one. Hit us up on that web chat or let us know what you think. This is kind of amazing. The whole crying thing kind of throw me, but,
Okay, listen, guys, I have to go, but I have really enjoyed this topic.
Thank you.
I really have.
Thank you.
Have a good week, Marvin. Merry
you
Christmas.
Too.
And thank you.
You're
Merry
not
going to
have a show on Christmas
happy
tonight,
Kwanzaa.
Right?
Thank you. No, I'm not having a show the 24th or the 30th. We'll be back on the air in January.
Okay. And to everyone that's Marvel of Colors of Class, I said that right?
Yes, you did.
Yes. So y'all make sure y'all check out every Thursday at 9 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio, Colors of Class.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thank you. This next song, I'm dedicating to Jen. I'm dedicating to all y'all out there that got dudes crying on your shoulder and they ain't yours. This is for you. And y'all know who it is. Check it out.
Yes, sir.
I
TKO, man. Come on, yeah. Man. Brought it back with that one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Digging in the 8-tracks.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. So, I know y'all people out there are listening to what's bobbing out here today. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all make sure y'all continue to listen to that old school music, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the real, real R&B.
Get some good real soul R&B. Music.
For sure.
They'll know we talked about today, Al.
Well, today, people, we had some people that just jumped on to listen today, but you missed a great conversation we talked about. Can you have friends outside the relationship? Some of the questions in which we talked about, can men and women who are married or in a relationship have friends of the opposite sex? We also discussed the limitations for having friends outside your marriage or relationship. We also identified some signs that let you know that your supposed friends want you when they know that you are in a relationship. And also, from the other perspective, are there signs that show your loved one may have some interest in that one particular person as well too. So if y'all want to go back and check it out, y'all can definitely go back on blogtalkradio.com/themiddlemen or go to our website and get you a profile. It's wearethemiddlemen.ning.com. Get your profile, put the picture up. Got any comments about any of our old shows and upcoming shows, definitely leave your comments. We'll definitely get to you. And if you have any ideas or show topic that you want us to discuss, we'll definitely do it.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody on the web chat. Give a shout out to Mr. Jones, Mr. Sanders.
Sir.
Appreciate everybody for listening this evening.
Yeah.
Man, I wish we could have got this thing crunked up a little bit more, but it seems like everybody's scared though, pimping.
Yes, sir.
But the question was, can you...
Who
that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What,
I just
want
to give a shout-out right quick to... well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Dove G as well, too. I'll send you that. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Chloe Williams, who's one of my friends back in college. She just had a newborn baby girl. And I want to give a shout out to her as well. She's out there in Atlanta somewhere listening to us as well. So I want to give a shout out to her and her newborn baby.
Yeah, like Alan was saying, if y'all want to go back, check out some of our previous shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/The Middleman. You'll definitely get in on a great, great conversation. Next week, it's going to go down again, baby. To all our listeners right now, if you have any comments, we got a couple of minutes here. Let's see what Charlie got to say. Charlie, we're going to hit you up. What's up? What's going on, Charlie?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
All right. You got a comment before we get up out of here? We got 4 minutes live left on the air.
Well, this has been a lively show, an interesting show. I was happy that you all brought us in on it. I do want to say that we need to have a topic concerning Barack Obama's popularity among the African American community, because I understand, based on all the new polls, that's tipping, and we need to talk about why. So that's a possible suggestion, I think.
Right.
I would love to get on that. Again, you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Y'all keep up the good work, and thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you, and we're definitely going to sit down.
For
all the people that don't know, Charlie is a world-renowned author, writer, pup. What give them everything you do, Charlie, because there's a lot.
Let's see. I am a poet, playwright, a journalist, a cultural critic, a screenwriter. I do consultants. I own a record company called Adaptive Way Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a myriad of other things. Those of you who watched MTV2 this week, you may have seen me doing some of my cultural criticism and commentary in the Dirty States of America documentary on Southern Hip Hop. Also, you can catch me on YouTube giving some historical commentary on blacks and rock and roll in a documentary called Electric Purgatory.
Great rundown. We're going to do a show with Charlie, and we're going to run everything down and go over some of the things that he's done in his career, because some of the interviews that Biggie Small, I'm going to just say one name, y'all. Wasn't that the last interview with Biggie Small, Charlie?
6 days before he was killed.
Before he was killed.
Wow.
Hey, great man right here. We appreciate you for joining in with us every weekend like that. Hey, great person, great guy. Thank you, Charlie.
No problem.
Right. Happy. All right. Hold on. Now, Mr. Sanders, I know you out there.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, baby. What kind of comment you got?
Oh, no, I know you can hear me. Hey! How long we gonna be on here, man?
Man, we got 1 minute left, man. What's good?
I'd like to send a shout out to y'all, man. Y'all doing a good job. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, appreciate you, baby.
We'll appreciate it.
I'm sorry I caught y'all at the last minute.
It's all good, man. Just spread the word. Make sure you let everybody know what we got going down.
We got
one more comment right here. Let's take this last comment right quick before we get out.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hello. You're live on Middleman Show. Hello? Hello?
You're live on the Middleman Show. I think they ain't trying to do that. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, was that them or was that Jen?
I don't know. Yeah, they still want to talk.
They probably put it on that.
425? Maybe they did that.
No, they ain't trying. Yeah. They scared. Hey, appreciate you for listening, though. Hey, man, go ahead and take them up out of here. Y'all stay on the line. If you're on the phone, stay on the phone.
Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for? Go take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, The Middleman. Hey, what's happening, The Middleman? Hey, what's happening, The Middleman? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com, The Middleman?
Yes, sir.
Hey, can I play that again? Something. I got something I want to play before we get up out of here. I love this clip.
It's called self-esteem.
Remember that.
Crazy.
We ain't got nothing to do with nothing else y'all talking about.
I hear you.
Yes. Make sure y'all tune in again to the Middleman Talk Show next week.
Yes,
right
sir, we will have a show.
Hey, as a matter of fact, are we going to do a show after Christmas, y'all? Y'all want to do that? Huh? Y'all want to do a show after Christmas, or we going to chill for the holidays and have a rebroadcast? What y'all want to do?
I think we should, man. Get it. Get it.
Gene probably going to be up in the Hamptons skiing on skis.
Yeah, up in Aspen.
You know what I'm saying? On,
you know, they got a new show on VH1 talking about something like what happens in Aspen or something in Aspen about these old white people.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I saw the commercial today. I was like, reality TV, man, sucks. So bad.
Yes, it do. Hey, man. Well, another show up, another show down, man. We appreciate everybody that's on the line, that's on the web chat. Facebook, Yahoo, anything. Y'all tune in to the live show on Blog Talk Radio, and that is The Middleman. Alan, what is it, baby?
Hey,
come on up.
We out, man.
One down,
we out.
We out.
Out. Bye. Don't forget to go see Avatar.
Man, black folks ain't even in that movie.
Yes, they are.
We ain't in the
all
future.
All black people.
You ain't never
Avatars.
Seen no black people on the Jetsons, have you?
There's black actors playing the avatars. This is why we can't go move forward.
Hey, Barack Obama, baby. Barack Obama. We out.